From the world of art and civic life, we now step into the fascinating world of science and health. In the second half of the 19th century, alongside industrial and cultural development, education in Kikinda also progressed. Thus, within the Kikinda Gymnasium, a natural history museum was formed. The exhibited items represent authentic teaching materials used in biology classes at the turn of the 19th to the 20th century. The curriculum included detailed studies of zoology, botany, and mineralogy, as well as systematics. Imagine students learning from these tangible teaching aids: posters, models of plants, bacteria and fungi, rocks and minerals, fossils, animals preserved in formalin, and more. All of this contributed to the vividness and quality of teaching. Among the preserved animal specimens, you will see fish, reptiles, aquatic organisms, and many others, even an unusual four-legged chick. Especially fascinating are the models of plants used to show the structure of flowers, fruits, and other parts, making botany lessons easier to understand. These striking models were made in the 19th century in a German model workshop from papier-mâché combined with cotton, reed cellulose, gelatin, plaster, and other material. True craftsmanship dedicated to education.